Hi, I'm State Senator Tracy McCreary. Thank you for tuning in to my weekly update. We are officially halfway through the Missouri legislative session, so legislators will have a midpoint break and will return to Jefferson City on March 24th. A lot has happened in the last 10 weeks here in the Missouri legislature. This week was also really busy. I think since we are at the halfway point, there was a lot of unofficial pressure to get things moving. This week, worked together to pass an omnibus bill that deals with protecting Missouri's children. Ended up being a really good bill, just strengthens things that the state can do to help make sure that children are as well taken care of as possible. On Wednesday in the Missouri State Senate, an omnibus gun bill came to the floor, and it was already a bill that I didn't support. The underlying bill was a bill I didn't support, which would allow guns on buses and trains. But then there was an amendment offered and then an amendment to the amendment that made a bad bill absolutely terrible. Filibustered that bill for most of the afternoon on Wednesday. The bill itself, if the amendments get on, would allow guns on public transit. It would allow guns in churches and other places of worship. It would essentially make murder legal by making it nearly impossible for prosecutors to convict people. All that someone who would shoot and kill somebody would have to say is that they felt threatened by somebody. So it would make it really hard for prosecutors to do their jobs and protect our communities. And then the underlying bill also reduced the age for those eligible to get their concealed carry permit from 19 down to 18. So that bill's been laid over. I'm hoping that it does not come back up for the rest of session. When the legislature returns from halfway break, we will be very focused on getting the state's budget balanced. It's got to be to the governor by the first week in May, and also committed to protecting the will of the people. There's two things we're keeping our eyes on. We're going to stand strong for protecting the vote of the people on Amendment 3, which gave Missourians the right to safe legal abortions. And we're also going to stand up for Proposition A, which was a bill that was overwhelmingly approved in the state of Missouri that would allow for paid sick leave and also it would gradually increase the state's minimum wage. So we're going to certainly stand strong on protecting the will of the people. This week was really a fun, busy week for me. I had lots of great visitors. On Thursday morning, I met a constituent of mine who's a electrical engineering and mathematics major from the University of Missouri Columbia. His name's Ben Peters, and I was so impressed with him. He is a member of a group called Engineers Without Borders. He's done work all around the world to help make the world a better place for everybody. I had a great visit with Mirowitz students. Fourth graders were here on Wednesday for several hours on Wednesday. My office was filled with sparkly backpacks and all kinds of things. It's quite honestly one of my favorite group of visitors. I met with occupational therapists. There were a lot of folks from my district that are part of the YMCA. Met with folks from American Cancer Society on Wednesday. There were a lot of visitors from the Hospice and Palliative Care Association. So it was a big lobby day where people came in from all over the state that worked to help make people comfortable when they're in their last phases of life. And I also met with a lot of BJC providers as well. So I hope you can tell I love having visitors here in my Jefferson City office. But if that's not a possibility for you, feel free to call, email, whatever's best for you. I can also meet in person in St. Louis County. So feel free to reach out. My staff, Hannah Dolan and Emily O'Loughlin, love to hear from you as well. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll check back in after spring break.